Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum.
Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Baschaya Leah.
This shiur is on Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. We're beginning with the sugya at the top of Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, which actually began three lines from the bottom of Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, Ula Havayoyiv Matanta Lekahanta. The sugya of giving matanis to a bas kohen, we learned in the Gemara at the bottom of Kuf Lamed Aleph, that Ula would give matanis kahuna, meaning the zrei lechayam akeva, to a bas kohen, and as Rashi added, even if that bas kohen was already married to a Yisrael, but still she retains her halacha, her status as a kohenes, and you could be mekayim your mitzvah and sina by giving the zrei lechayam akeva to that bas kohen. The Gemara on the top of Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph first brought a b'risa from the Beir Rabbi Shmuel, who argued against Ula's halacha, and then another b'risa from the Beir Rabbi Lazar ben Yankov, who agreed with Ula's halacha, and then the Gemara brought four stories. Rav Kahana achal b'shvil ishtoi, Rav Papa achal b'shvil ishtoi, Rav Yemer achal b'shvil ishtoi, Rav Idi bar Avin achal b'shvil ishtoi. Four Amirayim that were able to eat matnes kahuna because they were married to a kohenes. So Rashi's Ma'ir, that one of the four, the first of the four, is a surprising name to see on this list. Rav Kahana Achal B'Shvil Ishtai. With a name like Rav Kahana, you would expect that he was a Kohen. But if he was a Kohen, then the Gemara L'Chair doesn't make sense. Because we're saying he was Achal B'Shvil Ishtai. If he was a Kohen, then he wouldn't have to be Achal B'Shvil Ishtai. So Rashi says that this Rav Kahana was a Yisrael, even though his name is Kahana. But nevertheless, he was a Yisrael. And Tosis points out that this is not the only place that we find it. Tezis de Bermasl Rav Kahana writes that there's also a Gemara in Pesachim Daf Memtes. The Gemara over there tells Rabbi Yechanan said that a Yisrael that marries a Bas Kohen should be very careful because Aaron HaKohen is very makbid on his sons-in-law, on those that marry his granddaughters, that his granddaughters shouldn't get married just to anybody. And then the Gemara says that Rav Kahana said that he went through very hard things in his life. He had to run away from Buffalo and come to Eretz Yisrael because he was afraid for his life. And he says, maybe it all happened because I married a kohenes. Meaning, and like this teaching of Rabbi Yechanan, that Yisrael who marries a kohenes has to watch out for the kaped of Aaron HaKohen. So it's clear in that Gemara, again, that Rav Kahana was a Yisrael that married a kohenes. So our Gemara and that Gemara Pesachim both shtim nice, so they both indicate that Rav Kahana was a Yisrael. Abrafraktesis Akasha. The Gemara in Kedushin in the first parak is discussing Pidyon HaBen and is discussing whether Lahalacha you're allowed to give something that's worth less than 5 slayim. If the Kohen says that for me I consider it to be like worth 5 slayim, and the Gemara brings a story, Rav Kahana Shak al Suja with Pidyon HaBen, and he said, Lididi Chazili, for me is considered worth 5 slayim. Fractasis, what's Rav Kahana doing taking a Pidyon HaBen, receiving Pidyon HaBen, if he's not a Kohen? If you see in our Gemara and in the Gemara in Pesachim, Rav Kahana was not a Kohen, why was he taking Pidyon HaBen? And therefore, Zaktasis, it must be that Shrei Rav Kahana Havu. There were two different Rav Kahanas. There was Rav Kahana and Amayru who was not a Kohen, but there was also another Rav Kahana who was a Kohen. The Gemara in Kedushin must be talking about the Rav Kahana who was a Kohen, because otherwise, what would he be doing taking Pidyon HaBen? Adkan, the Taisus here. And L'chayri, the Taisus is a Pella. He's going here on the Gemara that says that being married to a Kohen entitles you to Matnes Kahuna. Rav Kahana, Achal B'Shvil Ishtai, that's the Dibur HaMaschel of the Taisus. So what was Shver to him, the Gemara in Kedushin? Rav Kahana, Shakal Suja B'Pidyon HaBen. And Echanami, he wasn't a Kohen, but he was married to a Kohen. And being married to a Kohen entitles you to the Matnes Kahuna. And in fact, the Taisus in Kedushin and the Taisus and Pesachim say exactly that. On both of those two Gemaras that we spoke at, Taisus says that even though Rav Kahana was not a Kohen, but he was taking Pidyon HaBen, because just like a Kohen who's, just like a non-Kohen who's married to a Bas Kohen, is allowed to take Zorei L'Chayim Akeva, so too he's allowed to take Pidyon HaBen. So the Gemara in Kedushin is not Shver. And yet our Taisus is bothered by the Gemara in Kedushin, and it forces him to say, Shrei Rav Kahana Havu. So it seems from our Taisus that even though being married to a kohenes entitles you to certain matnitz kahuna, to zorei l'chayim v'keva, yes, but to pidyon habein, not. And there are two mahalchim to explain why Tosfos would make this chilak. The first one, if you take a look at the Pnei Yeshua, on the Tosfos in Kedushin, the Pnei Yeshua actually says that the Tosfos over there is Shver. That which Tosfos equates Pidyon Aben with Zoyei L'Chaim Akeva is Shver. And the Pnei Yeshua says, because if you learn well the Gemara here on Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Beis, you discover that the din that our Gemara says, Uliyoy Matanta L'Kahanta, that Matnes Kuhuna could go to an Eishes Kohen, to a Bas Kohen rather, not to Eishes, but to a Bas Kohen, that which Matnes Kuhuna could go to a Bas Kohen, that's only Zoyei L'Chaim Akeva, and not any other Matnes Kuhuna. Where do you see that in our Gemara? Zuck the Pnei Yeshua. Three lines from the top. The Beir Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Tana Kain Vafilu Keheres Having Miut Acher Miut Ve'ein Miut Acher Miut Elul LeRabbis. As Rashi explains that because in the parsha of Matna of Matanos of Zerul Chaim Vekeva, it says Kehanim and then it says again Kain. There's a Miut Acher Miut. So over here we say that even a Kehanis is B'mashma. But that means what Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov is saying is that really the Pshuta Shel Mikra of Kayin is Kayin v'loy Kehenes. And it's only when there's a Miyut Acher Miyut that we end up saying it's a Filu Kehenes. So that's only going to be by Matanos, but everywhere else where you don't have the double Lashon, so by Pidyon Aben, or for that matter, Lamashal, by Reishis HaGeiz, where you don't have the double Lashon, then the Din is Taka going to be like the other Manda Amar Nar Gemara, the Debir of Yishmael, like Rav is Kasha on the bottom of Amid Beis, that Kayin v'loy Kehenes. The only time that we include Kehenes is only by Zoyei L'Chaim Akeva. Therefore, the Pnei Yeshua said that the Tosfos in Kedushin is actually very shver. How could Tosfos shtel tzu Pidyon Aben? To Matanos, Adrabba, we pass in our Gemara, Ein Mirach Amid Ol Rabbis, it's Dafka Dim by Zoyei L'Chaim Akeva. Rabbi Kiveger answers this Pnei Yeshua. Rabbi Kiveger is in Yerideya, in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, Simon Samach Aleph. And Rabbi Kiveger says that although, if you go through the Gemara quickly, it may look like it's a two-sided question. Could you give Matanos to a Kehenes? Could you not give Matanos to a Kehenes? So we started off, Ula said you could. Then Rava came with a Kasha from Minchas Kain. Rava wanted to prove that you can't. And then on the top of our Amud, we had Debei Rishmael saying that you can't, and Debei Rav Ben Yaakov saying that you could. It sounds like it's just two shitas and different people saying one or the other. Zakir Rikivager, but if you read very carefully, there's actually three shitas. There are those that say, no, you can't, because Kain V'loi Kehanes, that's Debei Rishmael, that was Rava in his Kasha on Ula. According to them, you can't give anything to a Kehanes. But on the side that says that you could give to a Kehanes, there are actually two shitas. Ula started off the Gemara again on Kuflam and Alpham Beis. He said, he didn't say his reason. It just says, Ula have a yor matanta l'kahanta. But Eisvei Rabbal Ula, he brought a bris, Mechus Kehanes Necheles, Mechus Kehanes Necheles, V'i Amret. Now, Rabbi Kiveger shows on these words, V'i Amret Kain v'afilu Kehanes. So you see that Rav at least understood in Ula that Ula's reason was because he darshaned that Kain means the pshutishal mikra of Kain is vafilu kehenes. The Rashi also learns that way. Rashi, at the end of the Rashi, on the top of Kuflam Bevezim and Aleph, Dibramaslami Tunach, the end of that Rashi, Kain greida, mash umashma Kain vafilu kehenes. And Rashi, in another couple of places in the Sugya also, when he's explaining Ula Shiti, he explains, because Ula holds Kain v'afilu Kehenes, which again, even though it's never mafurish in the words of Ula, but it's mafurish in the words of Rava explaining Ula, and Rashi says it a few times, that Ula holds Kain v'afilu Kehenes. Now, the Brayis of Debeir Elazar ben Yaakov, who we were saying before, he holds like Ula, but Zogar Bikveger, he only holds like Ula, but v'leimi tamei, because he really holds that in the etzem taitch of the word, Kain means Kain v'loy kehenes. And it's only because it says Kain twice in the parash of Matanis that we dash in Imiyat Achamit and all the rabbis. So over there it comes out saying, Vafilu kehenes. So that's a distinct shita. According to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Taka, it's going to be like the Pnei Yeshua said that it's only by Matanis, by Zerul L'Chaim Akeva. That's the only place you can give it to kehenes, but everywhere else not. But Ula is not like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Ula holds that even by Shar Matanis, you could also give it to Kehenes, because the word Kain means Vafilu Kehenes. So he says, that's the answer to the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha, because the Pnei Yeshua was bothered with Tosfos and Kedushin, why are you shtelling Tzu Pidyon Aben to Zoyei L'Chaim Akeva? That's not like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, which seemed to be the Maskanas of Gemara. Rav Kiveger says, no, that was just one sheet in the Gemara, but it was not like Ula, and as a matter of fact, he's Medayik, it says at the end of the Gemara, but Hilchasa, kavasei de ula. So Rabbi Akiva says, pashtus, that means to be passing not just like ula as opposed to those that say that you can't give the matana spikahanis, but even like ula as opposed to Blazer ben Yaakov, that it's not just a limited din by matanis, but it's a din by all matanis kahuna that they're allowed to be given to a kahanis. And Rabbi Akiva also makes a very geshmak adiyuk in Rashi. Rashi by Rav Kahana Achel b'shvil ishtoi. Rashi says Rav Kahana Achel b'shvil ishtoi shahisa kahanis desvirle kain va'afilu kahanis. This is one of the places where you see that Rashi holds Aliba de Ula, that the Drush is coming by Philip Kehenes, but more than that, with Zukhtar Bikib Eger, Rashi's coming la'afuki from Elozov ben Yaakov's Drusha. Rashi's coming to say that when Rav Kahana was Achav Bishvil Ishtai, he was doing it because of Ula's Drusha, not because of Elozov ben Yaakov's Drusha. And how did Rashi know? Zukhtar Bikib Eger, because of the Gemara and Kedushin. Because Tarka, like the potato, sure tainted that if it was altar of Elozov ben Yaakov's drasha, it would be limited to Zoyel Chaim Akeva, and it would not be extended to Pidyon HaBen. But since the Gemara condition we find Rav Kahana shuk kol sudra of Pidyon HaBen, so it must be that his reason was not because of Elozov ben Yaakov and Mira Chamira al Rabbis, but rather because of Ula that holds that the pshutish l'mikra of Kain is Vafilu Kehenes. So with this, as Rabbi Kivaker says, is Miyushav, Rabbi the potato, Yeshua's kasha on the Tesis and Kedushin. But now coming back to our Taisis, Al Kapanim, we have a Mahalach in our Taisis, Al Pi, with the Pnei Yeshua and them, there was the Pashup Shad on our Gemara. There, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is not coming to argue on Ula. Ula never really explained exactly why he holds you could be Yav Matan Tzalakanta. If Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that the reason is because Kain Mafilu Kehenes, because really Kain will be Master of Elai Kehenes, but there's a Mirachamir, Ve'in Mirachamir, Ella L'Rabbis, so that should be considered the Maskanas of Gemara. And then it's like it's Mefurish in our Gemara that it's only true Lagabe Matanis and not Lagabe Shar Matanis Kuhuna, and therefore the Gemara of Rav Kahana Shakal Super Pishin Aben must have been a different Rav Kahana. That one must have been a Kain. So our Taisis would be going like the Svar of the Pnei Yeshua. That's one possibility, one Mahalach within our Taisis. Rabbi Kivaker over there says that the emesis is really another possibility, which he brings down as Mefurish in the Rush. The Rush, in the last shtickel in his Hilchas Pidyon HaBen, which you could find the Rosh in the back of Maseches Bechayres, after Hilchas Bechayres, he has one perek of Hilchas Pidyon HaBen, and Simon Dalet over there. He says, like the Taisvis in Kedushin, that it's not limited dafka to Zorayin L'chayim V'keva. Ulu means by that since the pshutishal mikra of kain is a filu kehenes, so you could always give your matanis to a kehenes. But then zek the rush. So while yes, we could extend it beyond just zrei lechayim akev, we could extend it to other places. So l'mashal, reishis hagez is another matan. It's not mentioned in our gemara. And zek the rush, since ula holds kain means a filu kehenes, so you could give a reishis hagez to a kehenes also. But pidyon haben zek the rush would be an exception. Why? Because just like Ula himself acknowledged one exception, when Rava asked on him a kash from Minchas Kohen, how come a Minchas Kohenes is Necheles and it's not Kula Kalu? And Ula answered, Mitu Nach, because over there it says Aron Uvanov in the parasha, and so Minchas Kohen is different. Zuck the Rush, there's also a Lashon of Aron Uvanov in the parasha of Pidyon HaBen, or Al Kaponim in a parasha that's related to Pinyin Aben, in a parasha associated with being Poydeh, it says, Vayitain Moshe's Kesef HaPidyoim La'arein Ulevanov. So that Lashon of La'arein Ulevanov over there by the Pidyon of the Bechirim in the Midbar is a makar that there should be a din of Arein Uvanov by Pidyon HaBen as well. And so, even though La'olam, not like we were saying Aliba de Rabbi ben Yaakov, like the Pnei Yeshua and them done, La'olam Ulu was saying a klal in Matanis that whenever it says Kayin, it's a filu kehenes b'mashma, but Ulu acknowledged that there is an exception, and Zuck the Rush, there's a second exception. The first exception was Minchas Kayin, the second exception will be Pidyon HaBen. And Rabbi Kivaker says it's Takam doing like this in the Rambam also. If you take a look in the Rambam, there are three Rambams in Hilchas Bikurim. Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Chaf says that in Yisrael L'chayim V'keva he paskins like Ula that you could give it to a kahanes. The Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Yud Zayin says that in Yisrael HaGez that you could give it to a kahanes. That's like Rabbi Kivaker was Medayik is Ula as opposed to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. But nevertheless, The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud says that Lagabi Pidyon Haben, he says the mitzvah is Zichrei Kuhuna. You have to give it to a male Kayin. And the Rambam over there brings the drasha, brings the pasuk of Aaron Uvanov. Zachary Kibaker, he means to be speaking out this chiluk of the Rush, that even though it's a klal, that whenever it says Kayin, it means Kayin Vafilu Kehenes, but just like Ula himself acknowledged that there's an exception for Minchas Kayin, so too we will make the same exception for Pidyon Haben. One more discussion about this same Shtikl Gemara where it says Rav Kahana Achol B'Shvil Ishtai, and it brings these other Amirim that were Achol B'Shvil Ishtai. Frek Diran Akasha Maikamash Malan Pshita. We already learned that Ula Havi Yehoid Matanta L'Kahanta. So Rav Kahana's wife, who was a Kahanet, she was allowed to receive Matanis. So now what's the Gemara telling us? His wife received the Matanis. The meat was in the house, so Rav Kahana ate it. Is the chiddush that even though he himself is not a kohen, he's allowed to eat it? We know there's no issur lazar. The zorah lechayim akeva amutul lazarim. So if it's not teaching us that it's mutul lazarim, what's the chiddush of kahana achal b'shvil ishtay? Zok the ran vice states what the gemara is telling us is not just that he ate what was given to his wife, but more than that, it was given to him directly. In other words, that the neisin hamatanos was yaitzei dechivasei by giving it to Rav Kahana, by giving it to the husband of a kohenes. So now it's a new halacha. First we learn at the bottom of Amud Beis that you could be yotzei the mitzvahs nesinas matanois by giving it to a kohenes. And now the Gemara is being moisif that you could also be yotzei by giving it to the husband of a kohenes. The Rambam Gadim brings down in Siman Samech Aleph and Mishpatei Zov Isyud, he brings down that there's a discussion about whether that's dafka mertzayna or even balkarcha. Because the vada the lumdus is that really the nesina has to be to the kohenes. He's the husband's not a kohen, but the kohenes is able to give over her rights to the matana to her husband. So the Prima Gadim says that therefore it's mistaben that you could only be yaitzei if she's maskim. If it's mertzayna midaita, then you could be yaitzei. But the pritayar from the Baal HaArachayim HaKadosh, the pre-Tayar, that's his Sefer Neridea, he writes that since a Baal is Zeiche in the Maisi Yedayim of his wife and in the Metzia of his wife, so too he's Zeiche in the Matnes Kahuna of his wife. And so the pre-Tayar held that it could work even Baal Karcha of the wife. The Primogodim is coming Lafuki from the Shita of the pre-Tayar, and he tells us that no, it can only work Mertzoina. But I'll call upon him the Chiddush of our Gemara Zakhtaran, is that not only could be yaitzei by giving it to the kohenes, you could even be yaitzei by giving it to the husband of the kohenes. Then in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Ches, the Mechaber brings down an additional chiddush that goes a step further than what it says in our Gemara. This comes from the Rashba and Torah Sabayis. The Rashba, the Mechaber, they say that I'll pee what it says in our Gemara, that you could be yaitzei dechivasa by giving it to the husband of a kohenes, again, assuming like the Ran. That's the Ran's pshat in the Gemara. So I'll pee what the Ran explains in our Gemara, that you could be yaitzei dechivasa by giving it to the husband of a kohenes. So hu adin, the husband of the kohenes himself, when he shechts an animal, he, zok the Rashba, is pater from giving the matanos altogether. He doesn't have to give it away at all, because since others could be yaitzei by giving it to him, so he doesn't have to give it away to others. There's a very interesting Hagoyes Hagra. A Bir Hagra. There's a very interesting Bir Hagra on this line in the Shulchan Aruch. The Bir Hagra writes that the makor for this halacha, that the husband of the kohenes is part from giving matanos, he writes, Chulin Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Now we're learning Kuf Lamed Beis. Over here is the sugya of the husband of the kohenes. At the bottom of Amud Beis, Kuf Lamed Aleph, Amud Beis was the sugya of Kehenes herself, Ula Yoiv Matanta L'Kahanta. But Kuf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, there was no zecher to this. There was no Gemara over there about a Kehenes, about the husband of a Kehenes, and yet the Gemara says that the makor for this halacha, that the husband of the Kehenes is pater from giving, he writes Kuf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. Now, assuming that it's not a Toos HaTvus, Lamaitse, it's written this way even in the more corrected Shulchan Aruch and the state-of-the-art Shulchan Aruch, where they researched against the original Kisvei Yad, it says Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. So assuming that it's not a mistake, what the Gra is referring to, the only Gemara on Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph that could have any shaykhs to this, is where it's said in the Gemara, Ein Maitzian Mekoyen L'Koyen. It said over there that a kohen who shechts a behema, he doesn't have to give zorei lechayim v'keiva. So the Gemara is saying, and that's the same reason why a baal hakohenes doesn't have to give zorei lechayim v'keiva. Aber lechayra the tzushtel is a pella, because over there the Torah says that the mitzvah is me'es ha'om and me'es zev chayazavach. The Torah says that there's and there's kohanim, and only the is chayiv in the mitzvah, kohanim are not chayiv in the mitzvah, so that's why he might see him in the kohen. Over here, we're talking about the husband of a kohenes. Lemaitse, he never got the din of being a kohen. Good, he's able to receive because his wife gives over her zechus to him, but lemaitse, he's not a kohen. So it's a chiddush to say that he's not chayiv in the mitzvah of manas kahuna. So what's the gross sushtel to say that it's from the Gemara of Ein Mitzin Mikayin L'Kayin? What L'Chayri you see from this Gemara is, let's remember what we talked about in the Shir on Kuf Lamed Aleph. We said over there, the Gemara talked about the halacha of a Levi. Rav declared a suffix whether or not a Levi was chayiv in the mitzvah of Matnes Kuhuna, of Zoy L'Chayim V'Keva. And the Shach said, and don't make the mistake of thinking that there's also a suffix about whether a Levi could receive Matnes Kehuna. Zok the Shach, one has nothing to do with the other. There's a tzad that maybe he's pater from the mitzvahs nesina, but who has the chus of Kabbalah? That's pasha that it's only the Kehanim and not the Leviim. He says the Gemara only said it about one, it would be a mistake to shtel it suit to the other. That was the Shach in Sefkat Yud Beis, but the Shach himself wrote that he's coming la'afuki from the Shita of the Bach. The Bach had said not like that. And we mentioned in the previous year that the Chassam Sofer also says not like that, and the Chassam Sofer brings a raya from a Friyadikah, from the Bahag, that he also said, like the Bach, that lefi the tzad in the Gemara, that a Levi is pater from the mitzvah of giving Matnas Kahuna, hu adin, that a Levi could be mekabel Matnas Kahuna. In other words, that others could be yetzei their mitzvahs matonais by giving it to a Levi. And on that, the Shachtain is, where do you see that the Gemara never said any such thing? But obviously what you see from these Paiskin is that they held that it's Habba HaTalia, that there's no way that a Levi would be parted from giving unless he himself was a Makabel. Which means that they held that there's no such thing as being parted from giving. Nobody's parted from giving. Really, everybody has to give. Any behemoth that's shechted, the Zoy L'Chaim Makeda has to go to a Kohen. The only reason why a Kohen himself doesn't have to give is because who does it go to? It goes to himself. So it's already there, so he doesn't have to give it. He was already Yisdei Chavasa because it's by himself. In other words, the only Sibah to ever be part of him giving is because you're a Makabel. So they were learning that the Pshat in Ein Mitzin Mikayin L'Kayin is because since the Kohen is already a Makabel, so therefore he has no mitzvah Nesina. And mainly they said that a Levi also, if he has no mitzvah sasina, it can only be because he's already a Makabel. The Shach said not like that, because the Shach learns that the din of Ein Mitzin Mikayin L'Kayin is Tamah Patur. It's because the Kayin is not called Because the Torah only gave the mitzvah to some people and not to others. The Torah gave the mitzvah to the and not to the Kehanim. So that's why Ein Mitzin Mikayin L'Kayin. And since we don't find anywhere, and then, I'm sorry, if the Gemara wanted to declare that maybe Levim are also Patur, good, there's Exeris Kasef to Patur Levim also, but that has no shaykhas to that which the mitzvah is to give it to Kehanim. Who the mitzvah is to give it to whom? That's to Kehanim. And who's Patur from the mitzvah Sassina has no shaykhas to that. That was the Shach. But the Bach and those that held like him, they seem to be learning that there is no special Patur for Kehanim. The only reason why a Kohen doesn't give is because the Kohen is able to receive. That means that the din of Ein Mitzin and Kohen L'Kohen simply says that anybody who himself is an eligible makabel of the matanis is not going to be chayiv in the nesinas hamatanis. Memele zok the gra, now the gra's words are very gishmak. Zok the gra, that which says in our Gemara, that which the Rashba says as a Hosafa, it doesn't say it in our Gemara. Our Gemara just says that others could be Yetzi Dechivasa by giving it to the Baal of a Kohanis. Again, that's the way the Ran explained our Gemara. Our Gemara was saying that others could be Yetzi Dechivasa by giving it to the Baal of a Kohanis. The Rashba said, Al Pizev, that the Baal of the Kohanis himself is not Chayav to give Matnes Kuhuna. Zuck the Grub, because Emet Seem Mekoyin Lekoyin. Meaning, what it says in that Gemara is that anybody who's able to be Mekabel Matnes Kuhuna, therefore doesn't have to give Matnes Kuhuna, because it's like he gave it to himself. He doesn't have to give it any further. And Lefizev, this is Taka, the correct Pshan in the Grub, then it would be Muchach.
from this gra that he held like the Bach in the previous discussion about the Levim, and now like the Shach, that Lefi that said in the Gemara that a Levi would be pater from giving matanos, who I did that he would also be zeicha to be mekabel matanos.
Let's go on now to the next sugya. There's one more sugya in the Gemara before the Mishnah, the sugya of koi or kvi. And take a look at the line, 9 lines before the Mishnah, where the Gemara says, Ki asa Ravin Amar Rav Yechanan Koil Rabbanan Chayov Bekulu Matanis. And it brings a braisa where we learn this from the extra word im se le rabbis es hakoi. So we have this sheet of Ravin Amar Rav Yechanan, and the koi is chayov 100% in Zerah L'chayim Akeva. And there are 3 pirushim in the Rishonim about what type of an animal Ravin Amar Rav Yechanan was talking about. What's l'chayr, the simple pshat in the Gemara, and the Ran writes that this was Rashi's pshat, although it's hard for us to see where he saw it. There is no Rashi here that covers the end of the Gemara at all. There's no Rashi on Rav and Amar Rav Yechanan. Maybe the Ran is referring to Rashi back on Daf Pei, which is a parallel sugya, but it's not really clear in the Rashi over there either. But I'll call upon him the pshat that the Ran quotes b'shem Rashi, and it's l'chayr, the rehitus of the Shmaitza, is that Rav and Amar Rav Yechanan is responding to what Rav Huna Bar Abchia had just said. Rav Huna Bar Abchia had said that in the case of a koi whose mother is a behema, so there's for sure at least a mixaseh, but there's a suffake because if you're chayshin l'zera ha'av, then it's only a mixaseh. If you're not chayshin l'zera ha'av, then it's a kuleseh. So Rav Huna Bar Abchia had said that you only chayav mixas. To that, Rav and Rabbi Yechon is saying, no, you're chayev bekuloi, and he learns from the Gzeres HaKasov of Im L'Rabbis that even though there's a tzad of Cheshin L'Zera Av, that maybe it would only be chayev bechetzioi, but from the Gzeres HaKasov, we learn that it's chayev bekuloi. That's l'cher, the Parsha Pshat, but the Ran asks, and all the Rishonim ask on this Pshat in the Gemara, that according to this, it comes out that the Pasuk is coming to be mechayev something that you would have been pater from because of chayshish and lezer ha'av. If you'd hold in chayshish and lezer ha'av, then there'd be no having meaning to be pater from the second half of these matanis. It's only because of chayshish and lezer ha'av, because of the tzad that chayshish and lezer ha'av, that there'd be a havamina to be pater from the second half, and for that we'd be using the gzeres hakasav of him set to be mechayev you, and oyubazoi, let the pasuk be a raya that we're chayshishin lezer ha'av. Because since otherwise we wouldn't need a pasuk, so mid istrich kra, let it be a raya that ba'alma we are chayshishin lezer ha'av. And they bring down the Gemara in Yuma Daf Ayin Dalet, ask such a kasha, istrich kra l'rbuyi sveika. And so from the fact that the pasuk was needed, let us be machriya our suffix from there. Chazal had a suffix whether or not chayshishin lezer ha'av. But let's be machriya from the fact that the Torah came to be marbe, that you bring the second half, that you chayiv in the second half of the matanis, that's a raya that ba'al mu rechushin lezer ha'av. So therefore, even though this pshat will be the pasha pshat in the Gemara, but the Ran and other Rishonim, including Tosfos and Dafayin Tesam and Aleph, say that they don't want to learn this way. So Tosfos over there on Dafayin Tes says the second pshat, the Tosfos is a long Tosfos, but this is at the beginning of the wide lines in Tosfos. Tosfos shrugs up this first pshat. And then Tosfos says that the case of Rav and Rabbi Yechanan was farkert, the other way around, where it's taka, a hybrid, it's an animal that comes from a chayin and a behema together, but it's the mother that was the behema. I'm sorry, farkert, but it was the father that was the behema. In the first pshat, it was the mother. In the second pshat, Tosfos's pshat, it's only the father that was the behema, and the mother was a chaya. So it's not clear at all that there's even a mixaseh. You need to be chayshish lezer ha'av to make it into a mixaseh. And so we were thinking before, when we were learning of Huna Bar Chia, that at most you would only be chayav chatzi matanis. And since even that is only if you're chayshish lezer ha'av, so it will come out al samaytim ha'chavar al-haraya, that you should be pater entirely. And on that, the gzeres kasev of imseh was coming to be marbet, that even so you're chayav. That in this case you're chayav, and you're chayav not just partially, you're chayav entirely. And then Avada, no one can ask a kasha. It's Tzichkar L'Bruyi Sveika. What did we need the pasuk for? Let's be patient something, because no, we can't be patient anything. Because whether you were going to hold Chayshin L'Zera Ha'av and be Mechayev and Chatzi, or Ein Chayshin L'Zera Ha'av and not be Mechayev at all, you certainly didn't have a tzad without the pasuk to be Mechayev entirely, to be Mechayev in the complete Chiyuv of the Matanis. So therefore the pasuk is for sure a Chiddush,
So then you don't have this kasha of Yitzchak Lebri Seker. So that's the way Tosfos learns. And Avad, it's a big revach copy of the kasha of Yitzchak Lebri Seker. But the chesaron with this pshat l'chayre is that then it's such a tremendous chiddush that here you have an animal that l'chayre at most is only, it's only the mitzad the av that it should be a behema. The mother is for sure chayim. Mitzad the mother for sure, it should for sure be pater. And still the pasuk is going to be marba that such an animal is chayiv and zreil l'chayim v'keva. So the other rishonim didn't want to learn this way. Although the Beis Yosef brings down that there is, Tosfos is not entirely a das yachid, the Beis Yosef brings down that Rabbi Yeruchim said like this, that from the Gezeres HaKosov of him said, we learned that even if the only tzad behema is mitzad the father, you're still chayev b'chum matanois. But the consensus of all the other Rishayim was that no, in such a case of Avadi, you'd be pater. The pasuk is not going to be marba that you're chayev in a case where the mother was a chaya. And therefore, in Shulchan Aruch, this is not brought down even as the Yeshayimer, but Akopanim, Lagabi, Pshat, and the Gemara, we have so far two pshatim. One pshat that Rav and Rabbi Yechon was coming to be marba the case where the mother was a behema. And the second pshat, what Tosfos said on Daf Ayin Tes, is that Rav and Rabbi Yechon on the pasuk was coming to be marba the case where the father was a behema. But Akopanim, according to both of these pshatim, Rav and Rabbi Yechon is talking about the same kind of a koi that Rav Huna Barchiya was talking about, the kind of a koi that's a hybrid, it's a part chaya and part behema. The Ran says that he's not satisfied with any of these pshatim. Zuck the Ran, a third pshat in the Gemara. According to the Ran's pshat, Rav and Amar Rabbi Yechanan has no shaykhis with the previous Gemara. We learned in the previous Gemara of Huna Barchiya talked about an animal that whose mother is a chayin and the father is a behema, and he talked about an animal whose mother is a behema and the father is a chaya. And in both of those cases, the din is as Rav Huna Barchiya had said. Rav and Amar Rabbi Yechanan just came to add for us the din of a third case, and that's the Bria of Ifnayatzma. As we saw back on Daf Ayin Tes, Daf Pei, that there is a shita that koi is a Bria Bifnei Atzma, and Rav and Rabbi Yechon was talking about that min, which is a Bria Bifnei Atzma, v'lo hichriyu bei chachamim im chayihi im behemahi, that min we learn from Imseh that is chayiv in the matanis. The din of the hybrid of the chatzi chayi chatzi behema is taka that we go by basa the cheshbonis that we made before. We pass like the rabbanon that sev afilu mixaseh. So if the mother is a behema, so then you have at least a mixaseh. More than that is a suffix, whether the chushin zara'av, so meli chayiv chatzi. If the mother is a chaya and only the father was a behema, then you only have even a mixaseh on the tzad that yechosh lezera av, so it's a subject whether you have anything, so maybe you're potter. All that remains true. And then the third case of the min that's a brief, if nayatzma, on that we're being marva from the pasuk that yechaya b'chulu matanis. So far what we have is three pirushim in what type of an animal Rav and Rav Yechon was coming for. And this third pshat, this is the Ran's pshat in the Beis Yosef, this is the best pshat, and he brings it down in the Shulchan Aruch. But the Ran adds one more line, and this is what launches what may be the most exciting part of the discussion. At the end of the shtickel, the Ran says, Kach lamadati midivri harambam. He says that he's telling us a Rambam. Now, if we take a look in the Rambam, there's, just as we had three Pirushim in the Gemara, there are at least three Pirushim in the Rambam. But let me read to you what the Rambam says. The way, we'll say it over for us, the way the Ran looked at it. The Ran said, I see three lines in the Rambam, three consecutive lines that have Shaykh Star Sugya. First he says, Hakoi, Aval Pishu Husafik, Mafrishin Mimenu Kol HaMatanis. So there's a case that you have in everything. Then he says, Tzvi Abal HaEiz, that's a case where there's a hybrid and only the mother was a behema, the older. Havlad chayev b'chatzi matonis. Shenemer imseh v'afilu mixaseh. And then here's a third case. Aval tayosh habal ha-tzviya. There only the father was a behema. Havlad pater min ha-matonis. So zok the Ran. I see in the Rambam both halachas of Rav Huna Barchiya blaib tshu even l'maskana. There's a case where the mother is a behema and you chayev partially. There's a case where the father is a behema and you pater entirely. But that's line 2 and line 3 in the Rambam. What was line 1? Before those two cases, the Rambam said, Hakoy alf pish yusavik mefrishim menu kolam atonis. Meaning, achutz from those two cases where you either chayev chatzi or pater entirely, there's a third case where you chayev entirely. So what's that case? That means the case of the koy that's a min b'fnei atzma, a bria b'fnei atzma, on that case, the Rambam was learning that that's the case of Rav Huna, that Rav and Rav Yechanan was talking about, and on that we learn from the Gzeiras HaKasav of Imseh that he's chayiv entirely. That's how the Ran learns, again, this is Pshan of the Gemara, and it's also his Pshan of the Rambam. The Tur learned a completely different Pshan of the Rambam. He had a completely different way of reading through the paragraph. The Ran said, I see a list of three cases. One, two, three. The Tur said, no. First, the Tur asked the Kasha. He said, he didn't speak at the Kasha, but the Tur was bothered that the Kashas that other Mefarshim are on the Ran's reading of the Rambam, is that in what the Ran looked at as case number one, where the Rambam says that, first of all, if that's corresponding to the member of Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, who learned from Gzeiras HaKasav, so why does he call it a suffix? There's no suffix over here. There's Gzeiras HaKasav, that's Machayev him. And Svetins, why does the Rambam use the Lashon Mafrishin? According to the Rambam is saying in this case, in the Mvirib of Nayatma, that you're chayiv entirely. So whenever in the whole parak of that talks about Zoyal Chayim Akeva, when there's a case that you're chayiv, the Rambam says, chayiv matonis. Why over here does the Rambam say mafrishin? Why is he shtal on the Lashon mafrishin? Zuck the tour. The way that we read these three lines in the Rambam is that the first line is the heading, and then the next two lines are the two subcategories. And the Rambam says the heading is Hakoi Af Bishu Suffik Mafrishim Menukol Matanis. Pumfakert from the Ran that it's talking about a brief and the Atzma. No, it's talking entirely about the hybrid, the animal that's a half chay and a half behema. And so it's a suffik. What does he mean suffik? It's a suffik where the Rechish is Lazer Ha'av. And the tours, and the Rambam starts off by saying that all these cases of suffik, Mafrishin, we're Mafrish all the Matanis. And then Zuck the Rambam, but how much do we give? The Rambam is being mechalik between the Hafrasha and the Nesina. Mafrishin, we're Mafrishin, call Matanis. How much do we give? So Zuck the Rambam, then it depends. If it's the mother that was a Behema, then you give half. The other half, you were Mafrish, but you're allowed to keep. If it's the father that was a Behema, then you don't give any of it. You were just Mafrish, you don't have to give it. The Tur saw in the Rambam that the Rambam was adding he was really passing like Rav Huna Bar Chiya. All the Dinim of Rav Huna Bar Chiya are right, but he was just adding, but there's a Chiya of Hafrasha. But the Torah says that Avada, that's a Gevaldik Apella, because we find such things by things like Meiser, where Be'etzem it's Toivol, meaning Achutz from the Chi of Nesina, the Mammon is Shabbai, there's also the Isser Tevel, and you need that Frosh to be Mat to the Isser, so sometimes even though you'll be Potal, it's Suffolk, but you still have to be Mafresh. But what the Gemara is going to say here on our Daf, on Kaflam Abbez, the Gemara is going to teach us that Zorah L'chayim Akeva are not Toivel. There's no Isser Tevel of Zorah L'chayim Akeva. So if you're not going to be Chayiv to give it, what do you need to do that Frasha for? So the Torah asks this as a kash on the Rambam. This Rambam L'chayri is a makar that there is such a musik, but it's very shver, it's connected to the Gemara. But Al-Kaparim, that's the second reading of the Rambam. Comes along the Bach. The Bach tries to figure out a pshat on the Rambam that on the one hand he doesn't want to learn like the Torah learned in the Rambam, because like the Torah himself said, it doesn't make any sense. Why should there be Chiv HaFrash if there's no Mitzvah Sassina? But on the other hand, he doesn't want to learn like the Ran, because the Torah had two very stark katainas on the Ran. First of all, why does the Rambam call it a suffik if he's saying over the memory of Rav and Rabbi Yechanan that this is the case of the Gzeiras HaKasav was Machayev? And second of all, why does he use the word Mafrishin if he means to say that it's a regular Chiv Nesina? And therefore Zuck the Bach, that what this Rambam is teaching us is that there's a difference between two kinds of sveikis. La'ilam, he says, the taich of the words, the cases in the Rambam is like the Ran. That the first line in the Rambam is about the Bri B'fnei Atzma, and the next two cases are about the hybrids, like the Ran learned. But unlike the Ran, that the Ran said that's Pshat and Rav and Rav Yechanan, and Rav and Rav Yechanan said that we learn from the Gzeiras HaKasav of Imseh that the case of the Bri B'fnei Atzma is Chayav, the Rambam is not learning that way in Rav and Rav Yechanan. He's just bringing down Rav Huna Bar Chiya. But he's saying, but there's also the case of the Bri B'fnei Atzma, and the Bri B'fnei Atzma is a Safek, and we're Mafrishin. Now what do we mean by that? So Zuck the Bach, there's two different kinds of Sveikis. There are Sveikis that are a Sveika Dedina, and there are sveikis that are a suffik machmas chsar and yediyah. And the Rambam is coming to tell us that there's a difference between the koi who's a hybrid, a chasichai, a chasavahima, and the koi who's a berry of an atzma. The koi that's a hybrid, chatzi chaya, chatzi behema. So over there, we know all the facts. We know who the father was, we know who the mother was. We know that the mother's ichus is relevant. We don't know whether a chaytish lezera have. That's a sveika didino. When we say we don't know, meaning Chazal didn't know what the Torah held about this. That's a real sveika didina. That's one kind of sveik. There's another kind of a sveik of a chesaron yedia. If there's a min, the Torah identified two different types of animals. There are chayis and there are behemoths. And then there's a min that Chazal encountered that they couldn't figure out whether it's a chaya or whether it's a behema. But that's not a sveika didina. That's a, he calls it a chesaron chachma, even though it's a suffix to the whole world. But the whole world has a suffix, a scientific suffix. How do you classify this animal? Is it a chaya? Is it a behema? That has different rules. The Mail of the Rambam says that whereas by the sveika didina we saw in our Gemara, the suffix of chesaron lezera ha'av, any time that you don't know for sure that you're chayav, the din is that you're potter. That paskins that you're potter. But when the suffix is the suffix chesr in yediya, so even though there's still a din of hamoitzi mechaver alav haraya, but over here we're more chesesh for the suffix alchapanim because of the mitzvah and the chiyuv latzei sidei shemayim. So over here we're more chesesh for the suffix, and therefore the Rambam says the koi afapishu suffix mafrishin menu kol matonis. Meaning, we're mafresh, and you should, and avad doesn't just mean mafresh and not give, like the Torah learned about mafresh, and you should give, but he doesn't call it chayv matanis, because you only chayv selassi today shemayim. In Beistin, there's gonna be a din of hamayit mechavel haraya. But als your mitzvah, there's a chayv selassi today shemayim, because since this suffix is only a suffix machas chesr in yediyah, you shouldn't patr zechav from a mitzvah als a suffix chesr in yediyah. But then in the next two cases of the Rambam, where he talks about where the mother is a chaya, the mother is a behema, and then the second case, the next case where the father is a behema, over there, there's also a suffix, but the suffix over there is because of the suffix of whether or not a chosh and lezer av, that's a sveika didina. Over there we apply fully the halacha of hamayit mechav l'raya and her patters yuligamri, and even less is day shemayim. So over there the Rambam paskins pater. But in the first line, which he reads like the Ran that it was talking about the min that's a very different atzma, over there he didn't want a paskin, even though it's a suffix, he didn't want a paskin pater. He said mafrishin, meaning mafrishin v'naisin lechatchila latzidei shemayim. So b'kitzitus, in a nutshell, we have first three pshatim in the Gemara and then three pshatim in the Rambam. In the Gemara, when Rav and Rabbi Yechon said at the end of the Gemara that we learn from Gezeirus HaKasav that a koy is chayav b'chulam atanis, according to the first pshat, it meant when the mother was a behema. The Rishenim were bothered that then, if the only tzad to patr is because chosh and lezer ha'av, so then if I needed a pasuk to be mechayev, let that be a raya that would take a chosh and lezer ha'av. The second pshat that Tosfos said on Daf Ayin Tes is that for keret, it's being mechayev a case where only the father was a behema. But that's a very big chiddush that such a case should be chayev v'chul u'matanis, and most Rishenim don't learn that way. And the Ran learned that it was a new case in the Gemara, not responding to Rav Huna Bar Chiya, who had come before. It's introducing a new case of the min that's a bria b'fnei atzma. And then in the Rambam had three lines. According to the Ran, it was a list of three cases. First, he talked about the bria b'fnei atzma, and he said that it's chayev. Then he talked about the mother behema, where you're chayev chatzi. And then he talked about the father behema, where you're not chayev anything. The Tur learned in the Rambam that it's really, there's a heading of koi. And he says on every kind of koi. Koi means, I'm sorry, koi according to the Torah means that it's a hybrid. One parent was a chayim, one parent was a behema. But in every such case, there's a mafrishin on the whole matanis, but then the Rambam elaborated and he said, but if the mother was a behema, then you give half of it. If the father was a behema, then you give none of it. And the rest, even though you were mafrish, you were allowed to keep. But the Torah is not happy with this pshat because there shouldn't be a chiyuv hafrasha by matanis where you're not going to have to give it. The Bach learns that the Rambam in the first case was taka going on the bria b'fnei atzma, but not like the Ran that he's going with Rav and Rabbi Yechon and there was a gzeiras hakasov to be marba that this case is chayiv. No, it's just a suffix. So the second and third lines are about the hybrid cases. Those are a suffix. The first line was about the min b'fnei atzma, and that's also a suffix. But the Rambam is machalik that whereas the cases that are a sveika d'dina, al chesh and lezer ha'av, over there, b'makom suffix, we say pater legamri. But in the first case, where the suffix is a suffix, machmas chsaran yediyah, even though in basin there'll still be a din of hamayitz machavel of haraya, but the Rambam says mafrishin, meaning to indicate that there would be a chiyav nesina lasa yisidei shamayim.
Chulin daf kuf lamed beis. The Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud starts with Alocha b'chuy shenisayiv b'meo bizman shemeo shuichtin es kulon poitrin es kulon. The yisoid of the Mishnah is built on the din which we learned earlier in the Mishnah is that the Alocha is that the chiyuv matonois which was discussed in the perik of Yisrael chayim v'keivo is potter b'chuy is potter b'matonois, and therefore since a b'chuy is potter b'matonois and he gets mixed up with other behemois, the Mamela, all of the people are potter, none of them are chayiv to go and give their behemoth, the matonis to the Kohen, explains Rashi, the kol echod ve'echod, yochel lidchoy ses atzmoy, everyone can claim that he is the one who actually has the bechor, and since the bechor is the one which is potter for matonis, he doesn't have to give the matonis to the Kohen, and every v'chein sheni, v'chein shlishi, everyone can taina this same taina that he has the bechor, and therefore none of them have to give the matonis to the Kohen. Rashi over here explains that the Makoyo for Bechori, which is part of Matono, is discussed earlier, is because of the klal of in Kedusha, Chola al Kedusha. This Lashon is the Rashi by us in the Mishnah, and the Rishashi already points out from the Taz, in Simen Samach Aleph, Sivkot and Chof Aleph, that Lechoyo, this is an interesting reason, because normally we would understand that the Kedusha of Matono is not actually a Kedusha, it's a Halacha, it's a Mitzvah, that is a Din Matono, but there's no Kedusha on them. There's dinim, dine, achila, later on we'll learn from lemosh choligdula, but there's no actual halacha of a kedusha, which is on these matonis, to say that it is included in this klal of in kedusha cholo al kedusha, and the middle of the Taz explains Rashi to say that in kedusha just means the kedusha of the mitzvah, even though there's not actually a kedusha over here on the matonis. But al kaponis is clear, it's said already earlier in the Mishnah, that a b'chuy is potter for matonis, and therefore, if a Bechuy was Nisariv with other behemoths, all the behemoths are potter. If there's different, 100 different people, everyone can claim the same taina, that he is the one who has the Bechuy, and therefore his behemoth is potter from the Matonois. And this is the din of the Mishnah, Bizman Shemeo Sheikhtin. Then there's Alocha that Kulon, Poitin as Kulon, they're all potter from giving the Matonis. The Chasam Sofer over here asks a very interesting question in his Chidushim. And this question is split up into two parts. The Shaila says, the Chasam Sofer is, we have to understand over here, why can we not be mechayev every single one of these people? To everyone should be able to be mechayev, to give them atonois, because of the halacha of roiv. We have a halacha in the Torah always, we go after the roiv. Roiv behemois over here, in front of us, or chayev b'matonois. L'chuyo, we should be able to ask, why is everyone on M'chuyiv to give them atonois? Because of the halacha of Roiv. Now, says the Chasam Sofer, this can be split up into two. Because we find the idea of Roiv in different places, in different ideas. The first, Nukuda, says the Chasam Sofer, we have to discuss, is why we cannot use the halacha of Bittul B'Roiv. The halacha is, if you have chatichos, you have a chaticho asura, which is also, and gets mixed up into other chatichos of heter, then even a Yovish B'Yovish, the halacha is, this chatichas issa becomes mutter because of the halacha of Bittul B'Roiv, Mamela, so too over here. Why can we not say that since this Bechor, Enoch Hanami, he is potter who would know where he is, he's potter from his matonois, but Al Koponim, since he got mixed up with other behemois, which are chayiv b'matonois, so L'Chayiv, this should be mechayiv also, we should give the din of the roiv onto the mute, and Mamela, this mute, which is the Bechor, he should now also become Chayiv b'matonois because of his halacha of Hoichin Acharoiv or Bittul B'Roiv should tell us the halacha that he should be Chayiv b'matonois because of this din of Bittul B'Roiv. Says the Chasam Sofer that this question to ask us Bittul B'Roiv, be'emes one can answer with the famous Shita of the Ramban, and the Chasam Sofer don't say that this Ramban is mentioned a few places in the Ramban in the beginning of Baba Basra, and the Ramban in Avodah Zarah, Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, this is the Ramban which the Chasam Sofer via quotes, and he says that the Ramban Shitta is, that even though we find, like we mentioned, there's a bittul of Yovish B'Yovish, if you have a Chaticha or Asura, which gets mixed into other Chatichos Mutorios, then the Chatichas Issa becomes Mutter to eat, but this din is only of Issa into Heter, but there's no bittul of Heter Beheter. There's a klal that only Isser becomes bottle in Heter. Beheter does not become bottle. Now, one of the famous ways of understanding this Yisoid of the Ramban of Heter is with the Oinig Yomtev Saloch Yisoid in Simen Dalad. The Oinig Yomtev explains that the din of Bittel Beroiv can only take away any problems, any Yisurim, which is on the Chaticha. But Bittel Beroiv will never give new dinim to the Miut. It can only take away problems, it can take away Yisurim, but it can never give any dinim. Mamela, so too over here by us, where the Bechori himself is Potter B'matonois, he does not have any Chiyuv, he will never be able to become Mechuyev B'matonois through the Alocha of Bittel Beroiv. Bittel Beroiv will never give him a Chiyuv, because at the end of the day, he is still a Bechori and he is Potter. Mamela, this din is never going to be the Alocha of Bittel Beroiv when he takes away dinim, like a Issa, which is Chatichas Issa, you're not allowed to eat him, he has an Issa on him, he is Basu B'cholov, he has a different Issa. This can be taken away, Surim can be taken away with a klal of Bittel Beroiv, but never gives dinim. The case discussed over there in Oinig Yom Tov is a famous case in the Achrinim, in a case where he has Chutei Tzitzis, which the Aloha is, that have to be strong, Lishmon. The Aloha is, if the Tviyas has to be done Lishmon, and other Pulis have to be done Lishmon, says the Oinig Yom Tov, what will be in a case where someone has Chutei Tzitzis, which were actually done Shaloi Lishmon, but they were mixed into other tzitzis, which were done Lishmon. Now the Shali is, which one is the Shaloi Lishmon? Now Lucheria says in a Yom Tov, we could say that he could use the Klal of Bittel Beroiv, and he should become bottle to the ones who are Lishmon, since the Lishmon ones are the Roiv over here in the Taruvis. But says in a Yom Tov that over here would not help us, the Klal of Bittel Beroiv, because through the Klal of Bittel Beroiv, we cannot say that these Chutei Tzitzis are now could become that the Tviyah was done Lishma. We cannot make up a din Lishma through the Alocha of Bittel Beroiv. Bittel Beroiv never gives us any dinim. It only takes away any Yisurim, but does not give us any dinim. And this is one of the ways of understanding the Yisoid of the Ramban, that Heter Beheter does not have any Bittel. And this is what the Chasam Seif over here explains, why we cannot use the klal of Bittel Beroiv over here in order to be mechayev all the behemoths, because of the klal of Bittel Beroiv, that the Bechor should become mechuyev with the klal of Bittel Beroiv, because there will never be any chiyuv on the Bechor through this klal. Memela says the Chasam Sofer that to use the klal of Bittel Beroiv, lechuyev, one can say this svara that there's no din of Bittel Beroiv in Heter Beheter. But says the Chasam Sofer, enichanami, if you want to know legabe the other halachas of the Bechor, the Moshul is Issa Giza V'Avoida Bechor has, he has different Isurim, then enichanami, these Isurim, one can say there's Bemis Bottle. He's a Bechor, doesn't have any Isurim because he has a Bittel Beroiv to take away his Isurim. But he just doesn't have the dim Bittel Beroiv in order to give him a Chiyuv, and Mamela, every person can claim that he is Potter because since he has the Bechor. The Chasam Sefer suggests a different approach, and he says that maybe we can say that even if you're going to say that Heter Beheter does have a din bittel, but Al Koponim over here we know the klal is that Balichayim Midrabonon are not bottle. The Gemara says in the 8th Perek in Zvochim that the klal is Balichayim Chashiva Veloi Botli, even though this is only a din Midrabonon, but Al Koponim Midrabonon is Alocha that Midrabonon a Balchay is not bottle. Namela, even though over here Lechirah, we should not apply this din Derabonon in order to give all the people over here koyach hatayna to pater the chiyuv matonois, because since mnatoyer over here, they're going to become chuyuv because the bittel beroiv, lechoyer, we should not be able to use a din derabonon to go on pater the chiyuv. But says the Chasam Sofer, it could be that since the maise midrabonon, there's the issa of giza v'avoida, because the issa of giza v'avoida does not go away midrabonon, because balichayim chashiva v'loi batli memeila midrabonon is the issa of giza v'avoida. Mamele, in order that it shouldn't come to me mezalzel in the issa of giza v'avoida, and they'll think that it doesn't have a din b'chur, therefore we gave him a din b'chur also, even lekula midrabonon, to say that he's still potter, and does not have the din of bittel beroiv over here to become mechuyev in b'matonis. And mamele, even though minatoria b'emes could be the din, that this b'chur is b'emes chayev b'matonis, if we hold it as a bittel of heter b'heter, but afal became one could say a svar, that since midrabonon balichayim chashiva v'leibatli, and memela we want the isurim to retain its isurim midrabonon because of this klal, memela we gave him a din b'chur shelo leisa lezalzula begiza v'avoida, and we find this svar also in b'churis yudches med aleph, the gemara which Tosas quotes by us, Mameila says a Chatzim Sefer, this could be a different reason why midrabbonon al kaponim we have the din, that we do not have the din bitul b'roiv over here, because of balechaim chashiva v'leibatli, and we use it even l'kula in order to keep the issa midrabbonon of giza v'avoida because of this klal. So this could be another reason why there's no din of bitul b'roiv to become mechuyev in mematonis. Rebecholim Vatzaman over here in Kovitz Shmuris, in Oy Samech Aleph, he says that the reason one can say there's no din of bittul b'roiv is because always, even after the bittul b'roiv, which is going to be chal, the sibas hadin and the sibah of the kedusha still retains, it's still over here on the behemah. V'horaya says Rebbe Chonon, if someone will be able to tell us now after the taruvus, and will tell us which behemah is the b'chor, then of course this behemah now is also the b'chor l'mafreya, it's nizgala, he tells us that this is the lost one, this is the b'chor, then memela this behemah is the b'chor, and other ones are all chayiv v'matonis. The reason being is even though there was a bittel which was chal up till now, but the bittel is only on its dinim, on the anhoge of the alochis, how we have to paskin and how we have to look at the taruvis. But the sibas hadin on the chefter, this still remains even after the bittel b'ruv. Memela says Rebbe Chonon, one can say that the chiyuv and the ptur of matonis ba'bechor is not actually tolui on the bepoel digedinim, but the sibas hakedusha alein, this itself is also alone enough of a sibah to go and say that he's still potter b'matonis. Memela bitul b'roiv, since never takes away the sibah, is always never enough to go and be mechayiv the bechor b'matonis, since he still always has the sibas hakedusha that he be'emes klapishmai galya. He is the Bechor, and Bittul B'roiv can never take away this Kedusha from him. Memela, there can never be a din of Bittul B'roiv to be Mechayiv in B'matonis. So these are a few suggestions why we cannot say over here there's a Chiyuv Matonis mitzad al-Klal of Bittul B'roiv. But now we'll go on to the second part of the Shaila, which the Chasam Sefer explains that there's another idea of Roiv which we know in a different Klal, also geboit on the same posuk of Achirabim lehatois, but besides bittul b'roiv, we have a halacha of aleichach aroiv, the halacha of called the porish miruba porish. If someone finds a piece of meat, then we say that this piece of meat came from the roiv. Memela says the chasam sefer lechoya over here also one has to understand. Lechoya, even if we're going to say that there's no klal of bittul b'roiv, but lechoya, every person who's shechting his behema and he gets hold of these matonois, why could the Kohen not say that these matonois, called the Porish, Meruba Porish, they came out of the Roiv, and since Roiv behemoths on this Taruvas, or behemoths, behemoths which are chayev b'matonois, Memela the Kohen should claim that these matonois are matonois mochuyovois le Kohen, since api Roiv, we have a klal of called the Porish, Meruba Porish. Answers the Chasam Sefer, that behemoths we know in a few places in Shas, in Baba Kamed, af Mem Vav Amed Aleph, in Baba Basir Tzadik Beis Amad Aleph, there's a machlekes of Rav and Shmuel, if hulchim b'momo in acha harayiv, or ein hulchim b'momo in acha harayiv. And l'alocha we paskin, l'alocha, that ein hulchim b'momo in acha harayiv. If someone comes to his friend and he has a taino of a harayiv, he wants to be moitzi momo and he wants to go and take away money from his friend with a taino of a harayiv, says the Gemara, this is the klal of ein hulchim b'momo in acha harayiv, because the cheskas momoin is stronger than the roiv, and this does not allow the person to go and claim money only with the koyach of a roiv. Memela says a chasam sefer, one can say that this is also true when it comes over here to taina the din of kol de porish, meruba porish, because since this yisoid is built with the koyach of a roiv, the klal telling us that the koyan should be able to take and claim the matonis from the bailim is using the koyach of the roiv to establish this din, to say that these matonois or behemoths, the ones coming from the roiv, this is also a koyach of the roiv, and this also goes into the klal of ein hulchim b'momin achar roiv, because always the cheskas momin of the bailim is stronger than the klal of roiv being claimed by here by the koyan. I mean, this could be the reason why the koyan cannot claim these matonois with the koyach of kol de porish, meruba porish, because the alochi is ein hulchim b'momin achar roiv. And says Chasam Sefer, even though Rav himself holds hulchim b'momin achar roiv, but Rav also agrees that the tanoim who hold ein hulchim b'momin, like the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Tzadik Beis Amed Aleph, Rav was moida, that's tanoi, there's machlokes tanoim, and meila one can say that our Mishnah, be'emes holds ein hulchim b'momin achar roiv. the Emir Bino in his tshuva, the back of his sefer, and Simon Hay, the Ramaschiv Isi, he adds on that one can say that even Rav will agree over here that Ein Hulchim B'momay Nacharoiv, which is geboit on a Toisus in Bechiris Chofam Ad Aleph, Toisus explains that in a case where we have Momay She'ein Lo Toivim, there's no one who can claim it themselves because over here it's Momay Nashevet, which belongs to all the Koyanim. There's no specific Koyan over here who can claim the Zchus to the Matonois. In the case of Momay She'ein Lo Toivim, even Rav agrees that Ein Hulchim B'momay Nacharoiv. Memela, this could be explained why in our Mishnah, everyone agrees over here since it's Momen She'ein Lo Toivim, there's no specific Koyen over here being able to be Tuvea, the Matonois, everyone agrees over here, Ein Hulchim B'momay Nacharoiv, and therefore we cannot say the klal of Kol De Poyish Meruba Poyish. But says Emir Bino, L'chir, this territory will not be enough, according to the Yesod of the Trumas Hadeshen, in Simen Shin Yudaled, the Trumas Hadeshen says that this whole klal of Ein Hulchim B'momay Nacharoiv is only a roiv Aruba de Leisa Kamon. But if it's Aruba de Isa Kamon, if it's Aruba which we have a Shailan and a Taruvis, and we have a Shailan of Aruba de Isa Kamon, which is in front of us, and we have Ruv Chatichas, which are Mutter, and Unyamiot, which is also an Aruba de Isa Kamon, which is the equivalent in our Mishnah, which we're handling a Ruv de Isa Kamon, then we hold the Klal is, says the Trumas Hadeshen, that Hulchim B'momein Achar Ruv. Even by Momein, we can go after Aruba de Isa Kamon. Memeila Lechir, according to this Klal, we do not have an answer to our Mishnah, why we do not have the klal of called the Porish, Meruba Porish to be Mechaiv over here, everyone to go and give his matonis to the Kohen because of called the Porish. Memela says that Imri Bino, a very big Yisoid, we find the same Yisoid in Yisomeach, in Bechiris, Perikede, Ramaschil Klal, he says also Mamish Biktzora to answer this question on our Mishnah, and they say the Imri Bino, a Yisomeach, a very big Yisoid in the klal of Hulchim B'momin Acharuiv, and says, Bechlal in the klal of Hulchin Achar Ruiv. Say the Emir Bino on the Yisomeach, one can say a svara that the halacha of Hulchin Achar Ruiv is only if it's possible that this psak halacha, which will be giving because of this din of Ruiv, is be'emes, the truth. This is going to be the MS because we go basa Ruiv, and Ruiv is going to establish to us, be machle to us, that this is the psak which is MS. Masha'inkin, if it's going to come out that this psak of Ruiv is going to be mechayevas, to do a din which is definitely not true. The Moshel in our Mishnah, the din of Reuv is going to be Mechaiv every single person over here to say that called the Parish, Meruba Parish, and every single one of these 100 people who are Shechting their Behemoths, they're all going to be Chayev and Matonis. Now we know that there's definitely one of them who is Potter, because one of them has the Bechor. Memela, over here, if we're going to be using the Klal of the Reuv, it'll come out that we're going to pass Kim Behemoths up Reuv a din Sheket. And in this case, we do not use the klal of Reuv. Reuv is only used if we know that there's going to be a psak of emes, Masha'in Kain. If it will come out that the Reuv is going to tell us a din sheker, we do not use the klal of Reuv at all. Memela, because over here we cannot use the din of Reuv only for 99 out of them. We're going to have to pask of every single behemoth. We're going to have to pask in the din of the Reuv. And Memela will come out that there's going to be a din sheker. We cannot use the Reuv at all. And this could be a different reason. Why do we not have the halacha of Kol De Porish Meruba Porish? Our kaponim is a very big yisoid that we cannot use the klal of Reuv, says Emir Bino and the Yisomeach, in a case where it'll come out a din sheker, and Memela, this is the reason our Mishnah, we do not use the klal of Hulchin Achar Reuv. We have to know in different places, if this is the Dovah Mushkim in the Rishonim, we find Toisus earlier in Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Toisus discusses by Niskolim, Benisrofim, if a behemoth which has a din skila gets mixed up into Reuv behemoths which have a din shreifa, Toisus asks over there that we should go basa Reuv, even though over there also there's going to be a klal that's going to come out of sheker, we're going to do a din which is not true because of this din of Reuv, we're going to give them all the din of the shreifa, din of Reuv, even though one of them has a din of skila, which is not the halacha. Memela, smashman, Toisus doesn't hold of this yisoid, that we have a klal that you do not go basa Reuv in a case where it'll come out of din sheker. Al Kaponim, this is how the Emir Bino and the Yisameach learn Pshat and our Mishnah to answer the Chasam Sefer's question. So as we said, this question of Reuv over here can be split into two. One, mitzad aloha of Bittul B'Reuv, which we answered earlier, and now mitzad aloha of Hulchin Achar Reuv, which is the territory is either we have the klal of Ein Hulchin B'Momin Achar Reuv, or we have this Yisoid that we do not go Bosor Reuv in a case where it could come out a Din Sheker. Now moving further on in the Gemara Namud Beis, the Gemara is medayik from the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hashoichet Lekoyen uloivid kichovim potem min amatonis, asks the Gemara, velisne koyen uloivid kichovim potem min amatonis, why are you discussing the sheichet? Says the Gemara, Mariova, Zoysimeres, Adininimatabuch. This is the Gemara in Amud Aleph also, tells us this aloche, that we learn out from the Pasuk, that the din of the koyen is to go and have the mikuach, to go and have the shakl v'tayir, the baldovo, together with the tabuch, and not with the bailim, not with the people who own the matonis and who own the korban, but he goes and has his adin in matabuch. The Ran on the Rif in Memhir Midbeis over here, he points out that al koponim, even though the din is with the tabuch, but the toivas hanor, this means that the bailim, they can choose and they can decide which koyin is allowed to, it can take the matonis, who they're going to give the matonis to. The toivas hanor is still the bailim. The Bailim, they all have the Tuivas Hanor to go and be machlit, which koyin to use. Even though the din is in Matabach, but the Tuivas Hanor is Le Bailim. HaBe'emes, L'chir, you have to understand, since there's a Tuivas Hanor, which the Gemara always says, the Gemara in Kedushin, in the end of the second period, the Gemara says that Tuivas Hanor Momoin, Tuivas Hanor Eino Momoin, this could be even has a Shavius of Momoin, this Tuivas Hanor, which the Bailim have, that they can choose and they can decide who to give the Matonis to, and this, it stays beyond the Bailim. So you have to understand, what is the din in Matabach that the Kohen is coming to claim the Matonis over here from the Tabach, and he has to discuss this din with the Tabach, and the Tabach can't say, La baldvon didiat, and you should go away, and go and discuss this with the Bailim. Says the Gemara, no, a din in Matabach, the Tabach is the one who has the din udvoim together over here with the Kohen. The Kohen himself has got no claim over here on the Matonis, until the Bainim decide that they want to give the Matonis to a certain Kohen. So L'chir, which Kohen over here is coming and having a din with the Tabach if the Tevas Hanoah is still the Bailim, like the Rani explains? And Be'emes, the Ritva and the Meiri, they say over here in the Pshat and the Gemara, that the din of a din in Matabach is only Negea to a certain case of Makiri Kohuna, which will be discussed later on, in the Afkuf Lamed Gimel, the Aloche of Makiri Kohuna, if the Bailim always give the matonis to a certain Kohen, then the aloch is that this Kohen has a dinu dvorim, he can always go and claim the matonis, and he can even be toifas the matonis, like we'll see later on. Mamela, this is the case over here we're discussing, a heichetimtze, where the bailim bemes do not have any more toivas hanor, because they are makiri kohuna, they have someone who they always give the matonis to, for always tomid, and mamela, in this case, this is the aloch of adinim matabuch. L'chuyah from the Pashtas of the Ran, another Rishonim that they explain over here, we still have a Tuvas Hanor, the Bailim, will be Mashma, the Al Gemara is a din in every single case, even in the case where there's no Makiri Kehuna, and there's no specific Koyan, Afa Pekin is Aloha of Adinim Ataboch. Explains the Prima Godim, in Simen Samach Aleph, in Mishpat Zizov, Sikon Choftes, that L'chuyah, according to the Ran, the explanation of the Aloha of Adinim Ataboch, the reason why this is no contradiction to the halacha of Tuvas Hanor Lebailim is because the Enichanami, the din which the Kohen has is with the Tabach, but the Tabach Lechatchila, he has to go and find out from the Bailim who he wants, who does the Bailim want, which Kohen is he choosing to give the Matonis. And it's mutal on the Kohen, it's his job to go Lechatchila and be Mavar, to go and be Mavar by the Bailim to find out who the Bailim want to go and choose, which Kohen they want to go and use. And the Mamela later on, when this Kohen comes, he has Adinim HaTabach, and in the Tabach cannot throw him away back to the Bailim, he has to go and have the Din Udvorim together with the Tabach. But says the Prima Godim, this is Al Koponim and Echanami, the Bailim they choose, but the Kohen, he has to go and beam find out, and it's mutal on him, he has to go and find out by the Bailim who they want to go and use and who they choose to go and give the Matonis to. The Minchas Chinuch over here says a big chiddush in mitzvah Tov Kuvav at the end of the mitzvah. He says that since the Gemara over here says Adini Matabach, Memela Lechira, even in a chetimtza where the Bailim do not have any chiyuv because they're not bachiyuva, the marshal, a balabos who is a chiyu sheet of a cotton, they have the Bailim, they are the balabos of the behema, and they give over the behema to a sheikha, to a tabach, who this person is a bachiyuva. Says a Minchas Chinuch, since the Gemara here tells us Adinim Atabach, Mamela over here, even though the Chayim is Svar, the Bailim on the Behema, they're not Bachiyuva, you can't be Mechay of them to give him Atonois, they have a loch of Chayim Shaitu Vekot, and they're Potter from all the mitzvahs. Afal Pekin over here, since there's a Tabach, and the chiyuv is on the tabach, mameila, he becomes Baimis Mechuyuv to give the matonis of the Bailim, because there's a place over here to go and put the chiyuv onto the tabach, like the Gemara over here says, Adinim HaTabach. Mameila, over here we have a Meidiger Halacha, Kundiz Michas Chinuch, that Adinim HaTabach can become more than what the chiyuv of the Bailim have, because the Bailim Baimis don't have any chiyuv at all, they're not Bnei Chiyuva, Afa Pikein, they could become a chiyuv through the tabach, becomes Nischayev because of Adim Natabach, and it's not just a halacha of Dini Mominus, how to handle in Bezdin over here, Hadini Matabach, if he handles with the Tabach or with the Balabayis, but the Tabach actually becomes Mechuyev, even though the Bailim themselves are not Bnei Chiyuva. Big Chidush in Michas Chinuch, that they can become a Chiyuv through the Tabach, since he is a Bnei Chiyuva, even if the Bailim are Chiyuv Shoyt of the Kotzen. The Derech Emuna, Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer, in Bikurim, in Peik Tes, Halach Yudalid, in the Bialoch over here, in the Vamaschel Kolzman, he just explains that even though we're saying over here, Adin the Matabach, like the Prima Godim explains, that the Tabach, the Chatchila, goes and finds out from the Bailim which Koyan they want, that we should give the Matonis to, but the Mitzvah, the Ikem Mitzvah of the Matonis, which is a Mitzvah, one of the Tariag Mitzvahs, the Mitzvah's Nesina, even though the Tabach is actually going to be the one discussing with the Kohen and giving over the Matonis to the Kohen, but the actual Mitzvah's Nesina is on the Bailim. They have the Mitzvah's Nesina, and the din of the Tabach is only that he is mutl. He has to go and daiga to make sure that the Bailim are mekayim their Mitzvah. But it's not the Tabach's Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is the Mitzvah on the Bailim are mekayim the Mitzvah. But the Tabach, he is the one who has to make sure that the Mitzvah is being mekuyim. He's the Shoichet, and this is the Pasuk telling us, that he has the mitzvah over here, Hadinim HaTabach. So Mameila is saying over here, even though the Bailim Slava Tovias Hanoe, the Bailim are still machlit, which Koyen to use, which Koyen gets the Matonois, so too the Bailim have the mitzvahs in the Sina. Afa Pikein, the Koyen, the Din is with the Tabach, but the Michas Chinuch says a Chidush, that even though the din is a matabach, they can become a chiyuv, even though the bailim are not bechlal ba'chiyuv, is enough a din matabach to say that he should become now a ba'chiyuv, since the tabach is chayiv. The chidush of Michas Chinuch, the end of mitzvah, tov kuvov. Moving further on in the Gemara says, Dor Ashrove, me'eisa om, v'loi me'eisa koyanim, which teaches us that if the koyanim, they own a behemoth, as will be seen soon, and they're shechting the behemoth for their own tzirich, for their own purpose, then the Koyanim are potter from the giving the matonis of Zerah L'chiyayim V'kevo. Now there's a very famous discussion in the Bekvega, in his tshuva, in Simon Reish Gimel, the Bekvega discusses, what is the din, why should the posuk over here be needed, be necessary to teach us, me'eis ha'om v'lo me'eis ha'koyanim, that the Koyanim are potter from the matonis, l'chiyayim it's poshet. If the Kohenim themselves, they can be mekabel the matonis from others, from other korbanos which are chayiv the matonis, we give these matonis to the Kohenim. So lechayis akal v'choyma, if they can go and accept the matonis from the Israelim, kol shekein enom chuyiv to go and give their own matonis, they can be mekabel it, just like they can be mekabel it from a different Israel. Lechayis, what should be the reason why we need to have a posuk to teach us this din on me'itzom v'lo me'itzah Kohenim, that the Kohenim are potter? Says Rebbe Kveger lechayis muchach from our Gemara, that Bemis has no such svara and there's no such kabel chayma to say that if they can be mekabel, kolshkein and omochuyiv to give to others. And the Bekvega points out, we find this Gemara earlier in Kuflamed Aleph from its base by Maisa Oni. The Gemara over there discusses a Balabais who is of Oni. And over there it says even though he could be mekabel Maisa Oni from someone else, but he's still mochuyiv to give Maisa Oni to someone, to a different Oni. Even though he could be mekabel Maisa Oni, he has got a loch of Oni to be mekabel. But we do not say it's a kavuchayma to be mekabel. Kavuchayma can keep himself his own ma'isa oni that is not mechuyev to give to someone else. So too says Rebbe Kveger, if not for a posuk, one would have thought that the Kohanim themselves can be mekabel the matonis from the Israelim, but they're mechuyev to give the matonis to different Kohen. Kamash v'lon the posuk of here, me'isa on v'loy me'isa Kohanim, that be'emes they're not mechuyev to give at all matonis to a different Kohen. So this is a Bekveger takes out from our Gemara Yisori, that there's no Kavol Chayma to say that if he's a Mekabel, Kol Shekein is potter to give. But this is very widely discussed in the Achronim, the Netziv discusses this by Riches and Hemek Shaila, in She'ilta Kuf Yud Ches, Nois Dalet, so too in others, Marcheshes over here is very Mariach, Echelek Aleph Simichov Zayin. And the Netziv points out that Be'emes, L'chayir, if one's going to say Be'emes, that there's no Kavol Chayma to say that the Kohanim are potter, and we need to have a posuk to teach us then l'chayu when we find this pasuk over here by Matanois, we find this pasuk by Zuel Chayim v'keva. But other matnos kohuna, l'moshel later on, we're going to be learning Rishis Hagez, there's no such pasuk to tell us that the kohanim are potter. And l'chayu over there, one has to say the reason why we know the kohanim are potter is be'emes from this kal v'chayma, because we say that if they accept the Rishis Hagez from the Israelim, then koshkein and omuchuyiv to go and look for a different kohen to be mekayim the mitzvah of Rishis Hagez. So l'chayu, the pashtus is that there is such a kal v'chayma, but maybe we have to understand why we hear Do we need a pasuk over here to teach us me'is ha'om v'loi me'is ha'koyanim? And be'emes the pashtus of the Gemara in Bava Kamma in Kuftes Amid Beis by Gezel Agir, the Gemara uses such kind of svara that if he can accept from other koyanim, from other people, kolshken is lam chuyev to give to a different koyan. The Macheshes in Chilek Aleph Simchov Zayin, he suggests a different teretz to B'kveges Kasha, and he says be'emes one can say that as we said from different Gemaras, that Be'emes is a Kal V'chayma, we would know already without this Pasuk of Me'isa Om V'loi Me'isa HaKoyanim, that the Koyanim are potter to give them Atonis. Of course we know, because it's a Kal V'chayma, that if they can accept from Yisraelim, Kol Shekein, they're not M'chuyiv to give to others, they can Ke'ilu accept it from themselves, just like they can accept it from a different Koyan, from a different Yisrael. But says in Macheshes, that in our Gemara, the Pasuk of Yer V'le Me'is Ha'om V'le Me'is HaKoyanim is teaching us much more. The Pasuk of Yer is teaching us that the Koyanim are actually potter, a behemoth which the Koyan Shechs Letzorikari for his own purpose is actually potter from the Mamatonois and does not have any Chiyuv at all. Mashenkein, if we would be learning this just out of the Kal V'chayma, then there would be no Ptur over here to teach us that the Korban of a Koyan, the behemoth of a Koyan is potter from Matonois. We would just say that the behemah with the Shekoyan Shech, then automatically the Koyan is Keilu Mekabel, the Matonis, he is accepting automatically the Matonis for himself. And Mamela with this, he's been Mekayim, the mitzvah of the Matonis. But Lemaisa, from our Pasuk, is teaching us that there's a Ptor over here on the behemah. And the behemah is actually Potter from the Din Matonis, and there's no Din Matonis at all going on in this behemah. Says Macheshes, there's a big enough Gemina, if the reason why the Koyan over here does not have to give his matonis to someone else is because he's ke'ilu accepting it from himself, he's been mekabel the matonis from himself, or because he's gansen potter, because there's a ptur on his behemah. And the difference is, says the Maracheshes, if, like the Mishnah says, the Koyan himself is not just the balabos by himself, but he's a shutev together with the Yisrael. The Mishnah says that someone's a shutev, Yisrael and the Koyan, then the Yisrael is also potter, even from his chilek, the Yisrael is potter to give him atonis. And the reason is, Tosis explains, in Amud Aleph, that there's a mixed seh over here, which is chayiv b'matonis, and there's part of the seh over here, which is potter b'matonis, because the chilek ha-koyen is potter from the matonis. The Rashba over there added on, that the reason is, it says matonis, v'lichatzi matonis, there's a din that has to be a full chiyuv over here, in order to be mechayev, and since part of the chiyuv over here is not mixa se, is not mechayev, the part of the se is not mechayev, because the Koyan's chelek is potter, Mameda so too, the Yisrael's potter, this is the din, in the Mishnah, that Shutfus Koyan is also enough to patter even the chelek Yisrael. Says the Macheshes, if the only reason why the Koyan is not mechayev to give the matonis to someone else, is only because he's keilu accepting the matonis, he's been mekabel the matonis himself automatically by his shechita because he can be mekabel for someone else. Mamela he's keilu not mechuyev to give it away to someone else, but be'emes be'etzem there is a chiyuv matonis on his behemah. Mamela this will be no reason to go and patter the chelek ha'Yisrael because there's no mixah seh over here which is potter. The whole seh is chayiv b'matonis. Just the kohen automatically accepts his matonis for himself. Mamela this will not be enough to go and patter the chelek ha'Yisrael. In order to patter the chilek ha'Yisrael, we have to have over here a mikzah seh, which is b'emes potter, which doesn't have a chiyuv matonis at all. And for this, we need to have a new pasuk of me'is ha'om, v'loi me'is ha'koyanim, to teach us that ha'koyanim is actually potter for matonis. And this is the reason why the Gemara needs an extra pasuk, like B'kveiga says, because b'emes we do have a kavul chayma, to tell us that the koyanim should be potter like B'kveiga's kasha. And this is enough to tell us in different places that the koyan himself is potter, because he has a kavul chayma. But over here, we need a pasuk to teach us that the Koyan is potter, his behemah is actually potter, in order that the chilek ha'Yisrael should also become potter. Rebbe Eliashiv over here in his Oris, he points out that it could be another nafkemina. if we would say that the only reason why the Kohen does not have to give it to someone else is only because of the Kal V'chomer, but it still has be'emes a chiyuv matonis, but he is only potter because he ke'ilu accepts it for himself, then l'chayra there'll still be a halacha of l'moshcha l'gdula, like the Gemara says soon, that the din of achila, that you have to eat it, k'derech sh'amelochim, o'ichlim no'isom, there's a kedusha, a din on the matonis to be eaten, k'derech gdula, midin l'moshcha l'gdula, and this din will apply even on a korban of a kohen. Mashinki, now we learn out of this pasuk, meis ha'anvelu, meis ha'kohenim, to tell us that there's no chiv at all. Mameila, there's no din matonois, mameila nafkinuos be, there's no aloha to eat it, b'derech gdula, because it is not called a din matono at all, since he's bemes potter, this could be another nafkimina for the aloha of meis ha'anvelu, meis ha'kohenim, that he's bemes potter. Now, as we mentioned, that this p'tor over here of the Gemara, of Meis Anvelu Meis HaKoyanim is only in a case where the Koyan is shechting his own korban l'tzolkoy. But the Gemara continues on, K'shu'oima Meizivcha HaZevach Heve'oima Afila Tabach Koyan B'mashma. In a case where you have a Tabach who is a Koyan, then the Gemara, this is the sugya of Gemara over here, that is Chayev Al Koponim after Beis V'Gimul Shvu Shabosois, then he's ready Chayev B'matonois, even though he's a Koyan. And on this din of Afila Tabach Koyan, we have here machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand the drosh over here of the Gemara. Rashi understands that the drosh of the Gemara is telling us that even if a Kohen takes his own behemoth and he shechs his own behemoth, but since he's selling on the meat, he's not using it for himself, he's not using it for his own purpose, he's using it for a tabach, he's being a butcher and he's selling it to others, even though he's shechting his own behemoth, he's also going to be chayev b'matonis. And the, like the Gemara says later on, even Minatoya is going to be chayv b'matonis. Mashenki, Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. And Tosfos says, no, that the pasuk over here, Minatoya, is only discussing a tabach koyan who's shechting other people's behemoths. But if you be shechting his own behemoth, then he's always going to be potter Minatoya, because he himself owns the behemoth, and any behemoth which is owned by a koyan is enough to patter the koyan minatoya, even if he's shechting in order to sell it on. This is shittas haTosfos. And Tosfos says that the whole hemshech haGemara, that zumavun haGemara, that if a tabach who is a koyan is chayev after two or three shabbosos, says Tosfos, this is only midor abonon, because since actually he's shechting his own behemoth, he's potter minatoya. But he's chayev midor abonon because we have a gezira, maybe people might come and start using the koyanim, and all the butchers will start using the Kohanim in order to become shutzfim with them, and this way they'll be able to become potter from giving all the matonos. And Mamela, the Rishonim explain, the Rashba explains over here, it will come that nishtakach din matonos, the din matonos will be forgotten. Mamela, there's a gzeria mid abonon, after 2 or 3 weeks, they already become chai, when it becomes kavua, then there's already a chiyuv mid abonon for the Kohen to go and give matonos, even from the behemah that he shechs, which he owns himself, if he's planning in order to sell it to someone else, after Beis V'Gimel Shabbosis. And Tosfos asks on Shittas Rashi, that Shittas Rashi is that there's a chiyuv min ha-Torah, if the Kohen is not shechting the korban, the behemah is not shechting the behemah for his own purpose, but he's selling it, he's planning to sell it on, then the chiyuv, if according to Rashi, that there's already a chiyuv min ha-Torah, memela, why is it not chayv straight away? Why is it only chayv after Beis V'Gimel Shabbosis? Bishleim, according to Tosfos, it's only din d'rabbanon, so only when it becomes kavua, then we have this gzeir. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, l'chir, there should be a chiyuv min ha-Torah straight away, and this is Tosfos' raya from the Gemara, that the chiyuv over here is only mid d'rabbanon. The Rishonim all answer, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, they all answer Shittas Rashi, that it could be b'emes as a chiyuv min ha-Torah straight away, even if he shechts his own behemah, but because he's planning to go and sell it, he's chayiv min ha-Torah. The reason why Beis V'Gimel Shabbosos is because be'emes, until he becomes kavua, then we say that the matorah, the real purpose of why he's selling, why he's shechting this behemah is not clear to him. He will see if he's going to be matzliach, he's going to manage to go and sell on this meat, then he will sell it to other people. But if he won't be matzliach, and he won't manage to sell the meat, then be'emes will keep the meat for himself. And Mamela, since he's still planning to keep the meat for himself, if you won't be matzliach, then this is enough to go and become potter min ha-Torah. This is still called litzor koi, and only once he becomes kavua and it's established enough that he's using the meat only for other people, then he becomes mechuyev of the emes lechiyuv is min atayir. We have a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos over here. If the sugi over here is a chiyuv min atayir, or it's a chiyuv only mid rabbanon because of gzeira, like Tosfos says, other people will always start using kohanim in order to become potter for the matonos and make them shutfim in their butcher in their behemoth in order to become potter from the matonos. Now it's very interesting. There, Noisefes, extra day over here, is the shit of the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah in the Sefer Bedek Abayis in Bayis Gimel Shabbos, he explains that according to Shittas HaTosfos, who says that the whole Gemara of here is only a Gzeira Midrabanan, because since the Kohen actually owns the Behemah, he's Potter min HaTorah, it's only a Chiyuv Midrabanan. And as we explain that the only reason why there's a Din Derabanan is because of a Gzeira, maybe other butchers will start using Kohanim to becoming Shutfim, with their behemoths in order to become potter, says the Ra'ah, Memela, the Chiyuv on the Kohanim is only in the case where the Shutfim together with Yisraelim. But if you have a Kohen who is a butcher by himself, he's not Shutf together with any other Yisrael, then he's not included in the Gezeirah, because he's behemoth potter min HaTorah, even though he's selling on his meat. But since this is his own behemoths, the halacha is a Kohen who sells his own behemoths, according to Shittas HaTosfos, he's behemoth potter min HaTorah from Matonis. Memela says there all in the case where the Kohen is by himself a Tabach, there's no reason to be Goyza a Gzeira on him. The whole Gzeira is only the other Yisraeli Tabachim, they will come and use the Kohanim to become Shutfim, and through that will be forgotten the whole din of Matonis. Memela, this is the reason why we're Goyza in the case of Shutfis. But if the Kohen is by himself a Tabach, says there all a Chiddush, this case the Maisa behemoth the din is that he's taka potter from Matonois, and Ledina, even with Rabbonon, he is potter from Matonois, and the Gemara later on, in the discussion of the Tavchid Hutzal, which were Beshamta, the Kamidev Chista, they weren't Kohanim by themselves. Okay, they were Yisraelim, Shutfim, together with the Kohanim, and therefore there's a din with Rabbonon, why they're chayiv to give the Matonois, but a Kohen Tabach by himself, if he shechts his own behemoth, his behemoth potter, minatoria, to go and give, Midrabanan also, his potter in answer to give them atonis, this is the shit of the Ra'ah. The Rashba over there in Bedek Abayis, he argues on the Ra'ah and he says it's not true, the din is according to Tosfos, that any Kohen Tabach Midrabanan is Chayev Mamatonis Midrabanan because of his Gzeria. The Torah Chaim explains Me'atzmoy, that could be the Gzeria is because of Haroma, that there will be people will start saying that the Yisraelim, they'll make believe ke'ilu the whole tabach, the whole butcher belongs to the Kohen, and they'll say that belongs to the Kohen even though actually it doesn't belong to him totally, and they have a shutzvus there also. Memela, because of that, we're going already in every single case, even in the case where the Kohen by himself, he is the tabach, they still going to din amid rabbanon, there's chi of matonois, not like the day of the Ra'ah. So we have a machlekes Rashba and Ra'ah, but das HaTosfos. Val koponim the das Rashi, who holds that the chiyuv is min HaTorah, then it's poshut that every single case, even the Kohen, by himself, is chayiv min HaTorah, once he doesn't shech the korban, the behemah, the tzor koi, then he's chayiv b'matonos min HaTorah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.